The half shekel. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that it is a custom to give a half shekel coin, a half currency coin of the country's currency, prior to the festival of Purim. This custom has spread out and become a custom of all Jewry, including that of the Sfaradim, even though it is not mentioned in the Rambam or in the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch. It is given as a remembrance for the half shekel that was donated for purchasing the sacrifices during the times of the temple in the month of Adar. And thus, by giving the half shekel today, we commemorate the half shekel that was given back then. To what purpose is the money of the half shekel donation to be given for and used for? So it's debated in Pesachim whether it must be used specifically to be given to paupers, or it can be given as a donation to a synagogue and a matter of the like. In actuality, as the Rebbe sides, one may definitely give it to a Beis Medrash or a shul, as even the original half shekel was given towards the Beis HaMikdash. However, this does not diminish from the option to give the money to actual poor people. Who is obligated in the half shekel donation, and must one give on behalf of his family? It's debated amongst Pesachim whether men below the age of 20 and whether women at any age are obligated in the half shekel donation. Practically, the custom is for the father of the house to give 3 half coins on behalf of each member of his family. This includes 3 half coins on behalf of his wife, small children, both male and female, and including even on behalf of the fetus of a pregnant woman, as is recorded in the Darkei Moshe and the other Pesachim. The Rebbe stated that it is best, from an aspect of chinuch of education, to give the 3 half coins to the children themselves for them to fulfill the mitzvah on their own behalf. If a father gave on behalf of his children 1 year, then, regarding male children, he must continue giving on their behalf until they reach the age of 20 years old. So records the Magen Avraham in 694.3. When is the donation to be given? The half shekel donation is given on Erev Purim, prior to Mincha, following the ruling of the Rama and the Maril. Some, however, have the custom to give it after Mincha, and that is the widespread custom in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem and other walled cities, to be given on the day of the 14th prior to Mincha, not on Tainus Esther, as the main idea is for it to be given on Erev Purim and not specifically on Tainus Esther. This follows a simple understanding of the ruling of the Rama, and so is recorded on Luach Chel Chabad. There are, however, Pesachim that say that even in Jerusalem, the half shekel donation should be given on Tainus Esther, which is the 13th. Practically, one should give, a Jerusalem resident should give the half shekel on Erev Purim, the 14th before Mincha.
To note, however, that by years of Purim Meshulash, even Jerusalem residents give the half shekel on Tainus Esther like everyone else, as they read the Megillah the next day on the 14th on Friday.
The Magen Avraham records a custom of giving it specifically on the day of Megillah reading, prior to the reading of the Megillah. Practically, every person is to give it on outside Jerusalem on Tainus Esther before Mincha. However, one who has not done so can make it up either after Mincha of Tainus Esther or on Purim Day, prior to Megillah reading, as rules the Magen Avraham. How much is one to give? The Rama records that one is to give 3 half coins towards charity, as in the parashat states Truma 3 times, thus we give 3 half coins, 1 each corresponding to the word Truma. What is the coin to consist of? As the Rama writes, the coin is to consist of half of the set currency of that country that one abides in. Thus, in the United States, one is to give 3 half-dollar coins. In Eretz Yisrael, one is to give 3 half-shekel coins. And each country, so on and so forth, one gives the half coin currency of that country. It is not necessary to give a half coin that has actual silver in it, although there are some Pesachim that are stringent in this matter. Others are stringent to give the amount of the actual worth of the half-shekel in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, of which, according to the price of silver as of January 2015, this ended up being approximately $5.50. And thus, one who desires to give the amount that the half shekel was worth in the times of the Mikdash is to give about $5.50 towards charity, including the the 3 half coins that he is to give based on the custom we mentioned. In Eretz Yisrael, it is not necessary to exchange the 3 half shekel coins for 3 half dollar coins, as is the custom of some communities. One may not use miser money on behalf of the 3 half coins of machzis ha-shekel, And in the event that one does not have 3 half coins, then he is to give the full currency, such as $3, and have in mind that half of the $3 is considered machzor the shekel, and the other half is just a mere additional present towards tzedakah.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanArucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.